all it is slowly being whittled away. So I hear the music. That's a Prokofiev's Lieutenant Kesia suite, if anybody's interested. And so, say another episode of Fight the Empire. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Sprig, presented by the Portland Folk Music Society, November 17th in Portland. Sprig is a gathering of musicians from all over the world who happen to come together in Portland. See how this quartet pulls their audience from Eastern Europe to the cafes of 1930s Paris and the dark hollows of Appalachia. Again, that's Sprig, presented by the Portland Folk Music Society, Friday, November 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Colonial Heights Presbyterian Church, 2828 Southeast Stevens Street, Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. We don't want our fingers in the pot.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Water is Life. Youth speak out on the impacts of fracked gas export. On Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Hevera Shalom in Portland. Water is Life will include a panel of youth from the Yurok, Hoopa, and Karuk tribes, traveling all the way from Northern California to share their perspective, and a video recently produced by the Klamath tribes in Southeast Oregon in opposition to the massive proposals to pipe, liquefy, and export fracked gas through the Northwest. Again, that's Water is Life. Youth speak out on the impacts of fracked gas export on Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Hevera Shalom, 825 Northwest 18th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Portland.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, November 16th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course your fake news radio. Beginning just to wonder about the above notes on what we're trying to do, at least on this day at this program, as I like to remind listeners now and then, I'm biased, and I'm going to tell you that straight up. I also want you to know that every other station, no matter what they say, every other producer, every other broadcaster, every other anchor, we're all biased. Some of us know it, some of us don't, some of us say it and tell you that, some of us don't, but all of us are, whether we know it or not, and whether you know it or not. But it is better to know it than to not know it, as with most things. So I do have concerns at the moment about resistance. There's only so far that one can take the notion and the action of creating, building, and sustaining a community. At a certain point, that community needs to take action. Otherwise, it's difficult to see why it came into existence in the first place. It's good to know how that's building a community is a skill. Taking action is an art and a science. And in these days, it's difficult to incorporate into, at least from in my case, in my understanding of how we live in these times, in this part of in our acre of the small acre of history, that there are people who are in the news business who are unaware of the USA Patriot Act. They're unaware of We Are a Hair's Breadth. That was created, initiated, and rammed into place by the same people who brought you the Trump administration, very likely, with the notable exception of Russia's contribution to this particular administration. But if you wanted to talk deep state, call it whatever you like, third rail, whatever, the USA Patriot Act brought us within a hair's breadth of martial law, and has kept us hovering there for lo these many years. We talk about nuclear threat. That indeed ought to transcend all other fears in the lexicon of nightmares that we sleep with. And wow, I do mean sleep. But underwriting this, the whole thing, is the USA Patriot Act, which most people, I even include people in news stations and newsrooms everywhere, who are blissfully unaware that we are all set. We have all of the runway we need to launch full-on martial law, which it's highly unlikely people would notice or even perhaps be able to give a name to at this point. We've been told, haven't we, that we've been told a couple of things. We've been told that we live in a golden age of television. So go ahead, everyone. Just watch all you want, because it's not television, really. It's not really TV. This is sort of an art form. And watching it is good for you, because that's art. You're sort of taking in art by staring at pixels on a screen after a long, hard day of what? Staring at pixels on a screen. That's what. Telling people that watching TV programs because they're so terrifically good, it's like telling people that fried candy is good for you because this is the very best oil in the whole world. And the chocolate comes made by refugees in a completely green LEED certified encampment, and you know, and all of the sugar is completely organically and grown in a green way, and all the other chemicals and colors are not there, because it's healthy very healthy fried candy. Great, that's just wonderful. So go ahead, eat up. This is the golden age of television. The second thing to talk about today is the so-called opioid crisis. Well, opiates have been around for 3,000 years. 2,900 years. We first start to see, and there is evidence that there in imagery from many thousands, many millennia prior to that. But at the Temple of Eleusis, opium poppies and opium poppy seed pods are depicted on the architrave of the now currently destroyed Temple of Eleusis, and they are also seen on the Parthenon, and they are also seen throughout the art, the architecture, music, dance, literature, and science of the next 2,000 years. You can, if you receive catalogs this time of year, flip through it, I guarantee you will see a t-shirt or a piece of jewelry or something that depicts poppies or poppy seeds. It's all there. So the other thing that you've got to ask yourself, since we have got, based on this history, the canon of Western art, then in 3,000 years, how come we haven't seen an opioid crisis? Nobody's ever gone into crisis. People have used it as a medicine for thousands of years. This is all well and good, but I just can't help but ask myself, where's currently the, we used to get news now and then of research into the effects of marijuana, and now that marijuana is making millions, if not billions of dollars for white men who decided to get rid of these inconvenient laws that might, if they were too stoned to bother getting a lawyer, that they might end up in jail, but they were these laws were an inconvenience nonetheless, so they had to go to make way for white guys' pleasure, as usual. So out with those laws, and not in all states, of course, but it's quite obvious for the direction we're going. Because why? Because there is just so goddamn much money involved. Buckets of it. They're going to have to change the banking system to accommodate these massive truckloads of money that's not just on various kinds of marijuana, but in all the different associated gadgets that are being invented in order to take it all in. I do smell smoke. I do smell a big inky puff of smoke blown over the whole thing, which is not to condemn either, but it is simply to observe and make careful note of the fact that all research seems to have ground to a halt, because what if they actually found something wrong with it? Not likely, but it's possible. But just to be on the safe side and to keep the money pouring in, let's make absolutely sure that we find something else. And the most obvious and likely candidate is our opiates, right? So, bang, there you have it. It could not possibly be simpler. I'm not saying that this is the case. All I'm saying is it's something that we ought to be talking about. Just as the criminalization of protests is something we should be talking about as well. There are a number of issues out there between where we all stand right now and the wild blue horizon that bear noting, that bear taking up a conversation We are so silent now. We're afraid to speak. We censor ourselves, and then we say, "Well, I didn't talk about that with my friends and neighbors because I was too busy watching deep fried candy TV." So I just wanted on this Thursday, before we break for a few days, to bring up some points that we might want to talk about. I will be, of course, looking around to see if we can't get another real person who's going to bring you the real facts on it. We'll have a conversation about that on Tuesday. This has been a Cascadia then for Thursday, November 16th, 2017. Derek Cooks engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Derek. Derek, of course, is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.